Welcome to Poetry Pick to Click, or as I like to think of it, PPTC on KCSB-FM. This is your weekly peek at the world of poetry, courtesy of me, George Acheson, Santa Barbara's Poet Laureate for 2025 to 2027. Some poems live in my head so much that when I get to favored lines, I sigh in recognition, as if meeting an old friend. That's why I want to share this one with you from a teacher of mine long ago, James Galvin. Everyone knows whom the saved envy. It isn't such a bad thing to live in one world forever. You could do a lot worse. The sexual smell of fresh-cut alfalfa could well be missing somewhere. Somewhere you'd give in to some impetuous unknown and then stand guilty as accused of self-love. It's better not to take such risks. It's not as if we had no angels. A handful remained when the rest moved on. Now they work for a living, as windmills on the open range. They spin and stare like catatonics, nod toward the bedridden peaks. They've learned their own angelic disbelief. The mountains still breathe, I suppose, though barely. The prairie still swells under a few small churches. They're like rowboats after the ship's gone down. Everyone knows whom the saved envy. Runoff mirrors the sky and alpine pastures. Imagine how quickly one's tracks unbloom there. This world isn't such a bad world. At least the angels are gainfully employed. They know where the water is, what to do with wind. I try not to think of those others. Like so many brides, so many owls made of pollen, wintering in a stand of imaginary timber. Is there a more beautiful, resonant, iambic line than, it's not as if we had no angels? Who couldn't use a few angels right now? James Galvin, Professor Emeritus at the University of Iowa, has published 8 books of poems, including a new and collected Resurrection Update back in 1997. His nonfiction book, The Meadow, is also unbearably lovely. Listen up each week for more, and don't forget, you can always learn about this region's upcoming poetry events by visiting sbpoetry.net. For Poetry Pick to Click, I'm George Acheson.